This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tokyo fire officials and news reports said Friday a man stabbed at least 10 passengers on a commuter train in the Japanese capital and was arrested by police after fleeing. NHK Public Television says two passengers were seriously injured. It claims the suspect left his knife behind as he fled and was later arrested in Tokyo. The city is currently hosting the Olympics, which end on Sunday. The Tokyo Fire Department says 9 of the 10 passengers were taken to nearby hospitals, while the 10th was able to walk away. The Taliban shot dead the head of the Afghanistan government's media information center Friday near a mosque in the capital, days after warning they would target senior administration figures in retaliation for increased airstrikes. The assassination of one of the government's leading voices follows another bloody day of fighting in Afghanistan as the war increasingly spills into Kabul. It also comes hours before the UN Security Council meets in New York to discuss the conflict. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the death, with the spokesman saying the official, quote, was killed in a special attack. It's a murder after the militants warned Wednesday of more attacks targeting Afghan government leaders, a day after the country's defense minister escaped an assassination attempt in a bomb and gun attack. The Afghan and U.S. militaries have stepped up airstrikes in their fight against insurgents in a string of cities, and the Taliban said Tuesday Kabul's raid was their response. Fighting in Afghanistan's long-running conflict has intensified since May, when foreign forces began the final stage of a withdrawal due to be completed later this month. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British scientists warned Friday there are early signs people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 may be able to transmit the Delta variant of the virus as easily as those who have not been vaccinated. The findings align with those from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which last week raised concerns that vaccinated people infected with Delta could readily transmit it, unlike other variants. It's become the dominant coronavirus strain globally, sustaining a pandemic that has killed already more than 4.4 million people, including over 130,000 in Britain. Vaccines have been shown to provide good protection against severe disease and death from Delta, especially with two doses, but there is less data on whether vaccinated people can still transmit it to others. Public Health England says of confirmed Delta cases that had ended up hospitalized since July 19th, 55% were unvaccinated, while 35% had received two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine and still ended up in the hospital. Nearly 75% of the British population has had two doses, and now PHE says, quote, as more of the population gets vaccinated, we will see a higher relative percentage of vaccinated people in the hospital. The European Union's drugs regulator said Friday there's not enough data to recommend using COVID-19 vaccine boosters, after major EU states said they would roll out a third dose for the most vulnerable from September. The European Medicines Agency had said in mid-July that more data was needed before it could make a recommendation on boosters, but the EU's biggest countries, Germany and France, are moving ahead with plans to roll out some anyway. That is despite a call from the World Health Organization on Wednesday for a halt to boosters until more people around the world have been vaccinated. Thousands of people fled their homes on the outskirts of Athens on Friday, and hundreds were evacuated by boat from a nearby island as Greece faces a fourth day of wildfires fueled by strong winds and searing temperatures. Like elsewhere in Europe, Greece has been grappling with extreme weather this summer and a protracted heat wave, its worst in 30 years, sparking wildfires in several parts of the country. In nearby Turkey, authorities are battling the country's worst ever wildfires, which forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people, including tourists, and briefly threatened to engulf a power station. In Italy, hot winds are fanning flames on the island of Sicily this week. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.